It's betterbrewbaker.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
Conrad here from Air Conditioning by Luke Choir with no gimmicks, just straight talk. To close out the tough year and keep our staff working, we're offering complete Carrier air conditioning and heating systems for a fraction over cost. You can save thousands and qualified customers still get 0% financing. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Choir and Carrier. Visit acbyluchoir.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
License number 84417.
Presenting eight great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason one, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason two, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons three through six, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason seven, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason eight, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Marguerite's pre-Thanksgiving blowout is on now through Black Friday. That's right. Every single item in the store has a special blowout price. It's an absurd price. You can put it on layaway, pick it up Christmas Eve, 10% down. That's it. And blowout items. Diamond studs, $99. Pearl studs, $29. Diamond by the Art necklaces, $199. Plenty more blowout specials. Don't miss us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peptry Shops. We're open at 7 p.m. during the sale every day now through Black Friday, except we're closed for Turkey Day. Thank you. Come see us.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
And now a star is born. On November 24th, 1977, the world welcomed little baby Colin Hanks.
Congratulations, it's a boy. What are you going to name him?
No, it's Colin. Colin Hanks, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Rich Dennison. Pennsylvania has certified the results of its election, declaring President-elect Joe Biden the winner in the Commonwealth, earning its 20 electoral votes.
Governor Tom Wolf tweeted he has signed the certificate of ascertainment for the slate of electors for Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. President Trump and his legal team have challenged the results in Pennsylvania so far unsuccessfully, arguing certification should be delayed.
Fox's Jared Halpern, Nevada also certifying its results with Biden winning. President-elect Biden can begin the transition process following yesterday's ascertainment by a key federal agency that he's the apparent winner of the election.
The General Services Administration is freeing up more than $6 million for the Biden team, as well as 175,000 square feet of federal office space. President-elect Biden and his team will also be able to receive sensitive intelligence briefings.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, and PA looking for votes to steal. With Biden in the bind being way behind, with the devil they made a deal. And when they came across this great man winning the election by a lot,
pull ahead
he
by
said,
a lot.
47 years, it's very clear, Joe, you ain't done diddly squat. Joe put on a lid, then went and hid and kept his gaff trap shut. He never jumped up on a campaign stump. Boy, let me tell you what, Dems didn't care. They made a dare, an evil plan to screw. Once again, our president, an attempt at another coup. Joe said, Donald Trump, you think you're good, but give old Joe his due. I'll bet Chinese gold against a country so that I get more votes than you. Trump said, I'm the president, and you ain't playing straight. And I'll take your bets, you're gonna regret. I'm gonna make America great again. Donnie, rally up your base, your lawyers and bodyguards. Cause hell's broke loose with the voting. Maybe it's hammer, maybe scorecard. If you win, you'll get to send to jail, quid pro Joe. So you can lose or socialists take control. Biden opened up his mouth and said, I'll start this show. And babble flew from his lips. He said, come on, man, you gotta go. He pulled his mask up on his face and continued to persist unintelligible gibberish. And it sounded something like this.
True, internet stuff is oppressive.
The people that bad except there.
Sleepy Joe.
I'm not going to be new. I got something new. I got to go do
that. Poor kids are just as bright and just as tall as white kids.
Wow.
Children and I suffer depression.
What?
Come with me, Joe. Tell them.
When old Joe finished, Trump said, well, you're pretty bad, old son. Sit down there in your rocking chair and I'll prove what's being done.
1 a.m. Trump ahead everywhere. Then millions of votes magically appear. Each one went to creepy Joe.
By a lot.
Coincidence?
No, hell no.
It looks like he fell asleep as Team Trump laid those stolen ballots on the ground at Biden's feet. Trump says, Sleepy Joe, now you're never gonna run again. Cause I told you once, actually for months, I'm the best president that's ever been.
President.
Trump was way ahead when I went to bed. And the so-called glitch at 3 a.m.
Georgia's new voting machines discovered a glitch.
And every single vote for Joe.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed and Police Chief Ernest Finley spoke out on the need to keep Montgomery safer when it comes to violent crime. MPD will be increasing patrols in high-crime neighborhoods and engaging communities more. They say they are working with state, local, and federal agencies to curb shootings, and they will lobby for the maximum prosecution for violent criminals. A homicide investigation is underway in Macon County after a body was found yesterday. Sheriff Andre Brunson says 27-year-old Jonathan Daniel was found dead on Pistol Range Road in Notasulga. The cause of death hasn't been released. He says one person has been arrested and that they are looking for more suspects. Longtime Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh is stepping down from his leadership position. Marsh said he wants to focus on education issues, including education legislation, broadband, and possible issues ranging from teacher pay to increased school choice. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Thank you, Ellis. It is 8 minutes after 4 o'clock. I've been doing the best I can to... Oh, there's that clown ass that's running for Senate, Warnock. His name should be Warlock. This man is the second coming of Jeremiah Wright, man. He is as radical as it gets. I would hope even dyed-in-the-wool Dems would take a look at a guy like that and say, I don't know about making him a United States senator. But enough folly. I've already, you know, every email... Investigation into water pipe break. Documents sought. That's what the Epoch Times wants to know today. Everybody's got something going on, and I'm just not wasting any more time on it. I'm not. It's just nuts.
Happy hour.
Bottom line, the deep state, the owners of this country pushed a 78-year-old man in the early stages of dementia across the finish line into the White House so they could really get to work on the rest of us. That's it. And if you don't think those same people are trying to make it 3-for-3 with the Senate, if we are not allowed to have one poll watcher for everybody that the Democrats have in Georgia, that happened all over the place, too. Republicans weren't let in. They covered the windows, and they did all this stuff. And who fought back on it? It's too late. So when January 5th rolls around, make sure their asses are in the polling places. Trump is still president. Where's fat-ass Bill Barr? On any of this, on Hunter Biden, on anything, on the attempted coup, on one effing thing. Nowhere. And we'll just, what, sit back and let it happen. At some point, these people got to do their jobs. I'll say this. I think I owe Jeff Sessions an apology. He was a far better attorney general than William Barr. At least Sessions, you can argue the Russian recusal and all that, and I get it. I'm not stupid. But at least he did accomplish some things on immigration, which will be quickly undone because they're going to stop building the border wall and they're going to let the refugees in. Every way they can flood this country with blue voters, they will. And if a few thousand Americans get robbed, raped, murdered, killed in a drunk driving accident, as has been the case for so many years now, well, that's the price you have to pay to be a liberal. I was going to say, I was looking for... don't be afraid of me today. I realize I've been somewhat passionate. Do we have any updated television ratings? That's what I want to find out.
See if Fox dropped any further in the ratings.
No, they're Fox is getting beaten all day long. I don't know how much damage has been done to the primetime Fox shows. But Tucker Carlson did not do himself any favors with the way he handled things this week at all. So he comes back last night, and that the reason I want to know the numbers, Tucker Carlson tonight, what night is this? 4.6 million viewers. All right, that's Thursday, November 19th. I want to know the numbers for this week. He did not do himself any favors. So last night he comes up with a show about how the election was stolen. Hey, Tucker, you're a brilliant guy, but you didn't show a whole lot of common sense. You didn't show a whole lot of concern for your core audience in the way you've sequenced it this week. I'm just a talk show host in Montgomery, Alabama. I'm not on a network, but I know a little bit about media, and I think he deserves the criticism he's getting for what I just described. But Patty's on the phone. She wants to talk about something else, right?
Yeah. No, right along the same lines. So good afternoon, Greg.
Hi.
So I wanted to ask you, because I've been thinking this over and I can't really decide what I think, but what do you think are the prospects of us going forward in future elections, and Georgia as well in January, but 2022?
Well, right now...
state elections without this happening again.
I think the point I just made, and this is going to... Donald Trump will still be president on January 5th, and Fat-Ass will still be the attorney general. And I suggest that Fat-Ass send all the people he can muster to go in and watch those polls, monitor those machines, and do it... maybe they can get a decision. To do it by paper ballot. You go, you vote in person, or you get a authenticated absentee ballot. No ballots after January 5th, so we can find out how many thousands we need to steal to throw a state a certain way. It's going to have to be done by the book, and the only way we'll ever have confidence is if Bill Barr gets off his big, giant ass and does his job.
Well, you know, the only problem with that is that because states, have autonomy over their own election system with the Secretary of State, which I'm convinced that, you know, the guy in Georgia is a mole at this point. Businessman or not, there's something up with that guy.
Which guy in Georgia do you mean?
The Secretary of State. I can't remember his name.
Well, Lynn Wood. And look, Lynn Wood has a great reputation as a lawyer. I don't think he's eager to throw it away on poppycock, if you will, use an old school term, on this notion that Chinese money made its way into the governor's office and the Secretary of State, and that's why they've been so weak-kneed on all this. I think a lot of them are getting money from untoward places. That would be my my guess.
Yeah, and in control on the introduction of foreign money into our economy needs to get some attention, but it's too late for that now with what we're facing. And you know what? I really feel like I'm almost as hurt, if not more so, over John James than I am, or as I am for Trump, because I believe John James won that Senate race.
I agree. I totally agree. But the Peters, you know, career liberal.
Yeah. Milquetoast on a paper plate, right?
I refuse to believe that the people in Michigan are so thrilled with that Nazi governor they have with all her rules and regulations and the shutdowns and putting thousands of businesses closed for good. The way she has run that state, that the voters didn't come out and try to repudiate that. But that's not what the final totals say. They want more.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're not, you know, the national news media, or maybe in general in the upper Midwest region, are probably not talking about, you know, there was at one point thousands of people turned out at the Michigan governor's residence or the Capitol One.
Yeah.
They're
out there and protesting in California. They're waking up a little bit. Oregon, I don't know what the hell they're drinking out there, man, but that Kool-Aid.
No, they're lost. They're like
they
Seattle.
Really are.
But, you know, all of the ballot box stuffing from the different angles, you know, I mean, we're going to face the very same thing at state and local levels along with the national and the midterm if we don't figure something out.
You are right.
And so, you know, the federal government has got only limited authority over the Secretary of State that oversees the state election. And so I'm just wondering how we go forward and not just have this, you know, become the norm, you know?
A lot of it's going to, you know, it's amazing. As David Blackman pointed out, how Florida ran theirs. They had the ballots that were mailed in ahead of time. All of those votes were counted. And we had a result, and Trump won a sweeping victory in that state. Largely because Governor DeSantis fired the election officials he knew would be corrupted. So it starts with leadership. DeSantis may be that guy that can... You know, people are already talking about 2024. Let's get past January 5th and see where
and
we sit.
And the midterm, right.
I don't think Trump...
Yeah.
I've seen all kinds of polls about, what, should Trump run again? 50% say yes. I don't think he should. I think he's got the resources to have a much greater impact on a wider way. And I will tell that lame-ass story if Rosie reminds me.
Okay.
You know, I would like to see Nikki Haley run in 2024.
I like Nikki Haley. I like Josh Hawley. That would be a hell of a ticket. I love Kristi Noem. How about Haley and Noem? Then we can call the left-winger sexist for not voting for him.
Exactly. I got to go to Hawley's election night party for the primary in Missouri, and I met him, and I just had a nice conversation with him. And, you know, of course, we were just hoping he'd stomp McCaskill, and he did. But in the states like Missouri and Alabama and Florida, where they didn't have the radar foresight to load up those very blue metropolitan areas with all kinds of, you know, illegal ballot entries and, you know, to arm up ahead of time. And then that scratches the recount corner to corner in states like Michigan and Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
When those were the only areas that they audited.
Clearly, they wanted to find out how many votes do we need to put old Joe over the top, and they did it in all of them.
And they're not going in the outstate areas where it could have been salted in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, and particularly even Georgia wasn't with a fine-tooth comb enough. So, you know, I don't know. Well, thanks for listening to me rant.
Hey, anytime, Patty. You're a good rant.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
You too.
And have a... Shirley Temple
okay.
on me. All right, baby. Bye-bye.
Thank you. She was a good ranter. Does that make her a rantress? Here is John.
Greg, here's my slate. For 2024, Greg Goodell, before it's too late. I've even got the slogan. Okay? Hey, to your last caller there, in 1960, the Kennedys bought and paid for Illinois.
Yep.
Okay?
That's well known.
Right. And you know, 8 years later, something that's not as well known, the Republicans created a program called Operation Eagle Eye, where they hired retired cops and federal law enforcement officers to surveil the polls, to watch them. Okay? Now, look, this is a little bit different. But here's my thing is, in 1968, okay, they didn't want to turn in Chicago's votes, but they knew they had to because they were being watched.
Yeah.
And the moment that they did, they realized the Republicans had outsmarted them, and it wasn't enough. So I say, have good cheer. Now, here's the scary part, though. And this is where people really ought to be angry at these election officials, including that idiot in Georgia, in my opinion.
Yeah.
What this has shown, Greg, and it's scary, is we have no way to audit this stuff. In other words, let's assume, just for the sake of this telephone call, that Biden won and that the votes, for the most part, were legitimate and that the illegitimate was so small it wouldn't have made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the point. The point is that the president's legal team and those of us who question the results have no way, none, zero, of ever discovering the truth.
Yeah.
That ain't right, okay?
No.
If you have to make them save all the envelope, there has got to be an audit trail. And Greg, let me just leave you with this thought, okay?
Yep.
If people don't cheat, then how come we don't have mail-in drug tests? You know?
That's right, yeah.
I mean, no, you got to go there and take your
exactly.
in person.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right. Good point, John. Thank you so much for the call.
Okay, bye.
Take care. Yeah, it's all good. But that election on January 5th, there need to be poll watchers, poll monitors, and they need to be equal. We were outnumbered in every one of those states, and the effing Democrats knowing they, who's going to punish me? Gretchen Whitmer's not going to do anything. So they were just, no, you can't come in, Republicans. And then they put coverings on the windows, and we're supposed to sit here like idiots and believe that it was all legit. Just do what you're told. We're the owners. You're the chumps. 423, rating info on Tucker coming up.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have some problems on the interstate at the interchange downtown. We'll start with I-85 southbound. We have an accident right before the merge to 65 north or southbound. It is near the center divider. You'll need to be in the right-hand lanes to get by it. Traffic is backed up past Alabama State University at this point, but it is moving. If you are in that backup, you will be able to get by. It's just going to take you a few minutes there. Then, over on the other side, I-85 southbound, headed up to the interchange. We have an accident. It's on the right-hand side of the road, off on the edge of the road, right before the 85 merge. Just use caution there. Be aware that there are boots on the ground. Everywhere else around the city, we're light to mostly moderate traffic. Buckle up. Be safe out there. We will most definitely keep you updated on traffic. The Toyota-thon is underway at Reinhart Toyota. You can get a brand-new Camry, 0% financing, 60 months with approved credit. The selection is great. Also, check them out at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases, We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everyone covered on your Christmas list. Blessings has a great selection of Christian books and supplies, including beautiful Bibles, and engraving is free. Blessings is now offering shopping by appointment before or after hours, or you can utilize their curbside pickup option. Come get your Christmas shopping wrapped up at Blessings and even wrapped for free. Blessings, a Christian store at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook or online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner for your business, printing brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and even custom wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages, and they accept returns. Laser Copy can mail all your Christmas packages and deliver them safely. Laser Copy can create custom Christmas cards for your business and family. Visit them at lasercopyinc.com.
Located at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. You've probably heard our quiet weather pattern is coming to a close. Tonight, increasing clouds. We should be dry. Overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. Tomorrow is the big travel day. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, especially by late in the day Wednesday, and showers and thunderstorms likely on Wednesday night. A couple of storms could be on the strong side. The front slows up, so we'll have to keep at least a mention of a few scattered showers in the Thanksgiving forecast, high 73. Then another big deal storm system coming in on Iron Bowl weekend. The details are a little fuzzy. We'll keep an eye on it. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange. The Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Sorry.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Thursday! Yams, potatoes and gravy, green bean casserole, cranberry sauce, stovetop stuffing, pumpkin pie, and butterball. Juicy turkey. Thanksgiving. Get ready for high calories. Off your face. Watch some football. And fall asleep on the couch with high-powered napping. Don't miss the food. The family fights. The leftovers. Thanksgiving. Thursday. Be there.
Yeah. It is 4:30. I have blown so much steam out of my inner volcano. I think I need to work a nap in here between now and six.
Are you imploding?
No.
No.
No, exploding.
Okay.
Which I really don't want to do. I don't come in here wanting to do that. But I am me, and today I came in the state of mind I was, and I had to be honest with the listeners. I know it's not, you know, I want to be the candy man. Hey, I got this story and this story, and this, look, there's lots of hope. No, there isn't. There isn't. But
not if you're hoping in the circumstances, no.
Here's T-Spear.
And I tell you what, we need to be holding a whole lot of people responsible for selling their country down the drain.
Yeah, starting with those two jerk-offs in Georgia.
You got it, because that's the way I'm looking at it. They have sold this country. And if anybody who should know better, Kemp should know better. The election for his gubernatorial election was held open an additional 3 hours so Stacey Abrams could garner enough people to come in and vote for her instead of voting for him. He did exactly what the Democrats have done, or he is allowed, had done to him. No difference. Same thing. I have two friends that are from two different countries. I have one from Pakistan, and she sent me a picture of her thumb this past year that was dipped in purple dye. And it was where she had voted for the first time in her life. She is 50 some odd years old. She had voted for the first time in her life. And the way they kept voting integrity was you went in and you cast your vote. You put your vote in the bin. You come back out, yep. You take your thumbprint, and you sign it beside your name. So you've got your thumbprint there, and you have your name. Mm-hmm. If they counted more votes than they had tallies for the number of people who actually voted, the people who were in charge of holding on to those votes were held accountable for fraud.
Yeah, that's what needs to be happened, but it's not. T-Spear, I appreciate the call. I'm just tight for time at 4:32. Here's typical of what's going on right now. And this comes from ABC 15 in Arizona. Unofficial results have Biden and Trump separated by 4,202 votes. The difference? A faulty upload from Greenlee County. They showed 22,110 votes, should have been 3,723.
Imagine that.
So, and they called Arizona early, remember? That's why Fox News has lost about 40% of its viewing audience. For that and many other mistakes. So what happens if another county comes back? Oh, how do you mistakenly upload that many votes? 18,000 votes.
You don't.
You don't is right. Karen, hi.
Hi. I was listening to Rosie earlier, and she doesn't think that Donald Trump's going to... She thinks Donald Trump will be confirmed as the new president in January, and I tend to agree with her. And a lot of people that I know just feel that way, and there's no earthly reason why we should, but I just think it's going to be a miracle.
Well,
how about you, Rosie?
Yeah, and it's going to take that, obviously.
Karen, yeah. I'm not going to debate what you're feeling. I'm not.
No, I don't want you to.
Or criticize you.
No, I want to encourage you to just not believe what your eyes are seeing, because it's not an earthly battle. This is something that's going to happen in the spirit, and we're going to see a miracle. And it's like I said to a friend of mine, you know, when the Israelites were leaving Egypt and they got to the Red Sea, and they got there and they didn't know how in the world they were going to get across. But God made a way, and I think God is going to make a way. So be encouraged. Don't listen to all of the bad stuff that's going on television. It just drags you down.
Are you kidding?
It just drags you down. And they're all lying, and we all know it.
Well, there's a reason why we have Andy Griffith on in the afternoon
exactly.
studio now.
Exactly. There you go.
Because you know what? I get better information from Mayberry than I do from Fox.
Yeah. So we just need to, be a little joyful and just trust that God's going to make a way. And I believe it. And, you know, we'll find out. But, you know, when it happens, there will be no doubt that it was God. And I just wanted to encourage you with that.
And tomorrow, Sidney Powell is filing a lawsuit in Georgia. And
Yay.
I appreciate your call,
Karen.
Your optimism, your faith. God bless you. I hope it's contagious. We all need it.
I do, too. And you have a happy Thanksgiving.
I'll do my best.
Thanks, Karen.
I'm going to have a nice Thanksgiving. I'm not... It's only because I care. This has cast a pall. This whole year has been since the middle of March. It's been impossible. Even when I saw my daughter in July... It's hard to believe that's almost 6 months ago. It was great to see her, and I enjoyed it. And I'm glad I made the drive, and we got to go to places we hadn't been to in a number of years. I was able to spoil her a little bit. But it was not the same.
No, because you had the overarching shadow of this COVID-19 thing.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, the fatality rate continues to diminish. But I digress here. I've been digressing a lot. We have polar air coming into the area. Rich will update us tomorrow morning, but he's talking about a very hard freeze on Monday. So if you've been diddling around and you haven't gotten around to making sure that your heating system is up to snuff for what's coming, get on the phone and call Clark's at 277-2125. Invest $159 in a Clark's Club membership. They'll come out right away. Tune your system. Make sure it's clean and ready to go. You'll get a discount on parts and labor if there's something that needs to be fixed. And if your electric bills tend to startle you because they've gone from average to something much higher, call them. Because more often than not, the source of that energy loss is in your heating and cooling system. So partner up with them and enjoy the benefit of knowing that 24/7, 365, they got your back. Their technicians are fantastic people. They're all thoroughly background checked, drug tested on an ongoing basis. They're plumbers too, super talented, super wonderful folks to have in your home. And a great partnership, because that part of your family's comfort will never be in question. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama. Certification number 99004.
Caravita Village is a wonderful place to be.
Caravita Village is an all-inclusive senior community with a home for every budget. Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Shared suites start at just $13.99 per month, including meals, activities, utilities, transportation, and more.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Conrad here from Air Conditioning by Lou Choir with no gimmicks, just straight talk. To close out the tough year and keep our staff working, we're offering complete Carrier air conditioning and heating systems for a fraction over cost. You can save thousands, and qualified customers still get 0% financing. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier. Visit acbyluchoir.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
License number 84417.
The holidays are here, and we are at Wholesale Hunter, Fire Tower Road, and also Highway 14. With me today is owner Jason. Jason, you guys always do a magnificent job.
I just wanted to thank everyone for their continued business and support through this year. I know it's been rough on everybody, but I wanted to remind people that they can come see our fine selection of rifles, shotguns, and pistols. We're getting shipments of ammo in every day. You can also visit us online at wholesalehunter.com. We're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
At Caravita Village, you can enjoy senior living to the fullest in a safe, carefree environment. Caravita Village has an on-site chef preparing delicious meals every day.
I love the food. It's like a four-star restaurant.
Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Thanksgiving is supposed to be about having fun and eating and napping.
Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic with your latest update. They've got both those accidents on I-65 and 85 at the interchange taken care of. Traffic is trying to get back to normal But we have so many folks on I-85 southbound trying to merge 65 north and south that it's still a slow go there, but be patient. Traffic is moving. Elsewhere around the boulevard, we are very busy everywhere, especially Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway, all the way to Vaughan. Got a slowdown on 85 northbound, as usual, from Taylor all the way to Chantilly. And they are still working that accident on Highway 80 out just before the airport. Use caution if you're traveling out that way this evening. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. The Toyota-thon is underway at Reinhart Toyota. You can lease a new Toyota Camry for as low as $199 a month. The selection's great. Also, check them out at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery's Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Looking for a great getaway? The Kickback Ranch and Event Center wants to be your spot, whether it's a weekend with the RV or cabin rental. It's all on our 125-acre ranch. Our event center offers space for corporate meetings or events. Maybe you're looking for a wedding venue. Check out our many options we have at the Kickback Ranch. We're just a short drive down 331 south of Montgomery. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. You've probably heard our quiet weather pattern is coming to a close. Tonight, increasing clouds. We should be dry. Overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. Tomorrow is the big travel day. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, especially by late in the day Wednesday, and showers and thunderstorms likely on Wednesday night. A couple of storms could be on the strong side. The front slows up, so we'll have to keep at least a mention of a few scattered showers in the Thanksgiving forecast, high 73. Then another big deal storm system coming in on Iron Bowl weekend. The details are a little fuzzy. We'll keep an eye on it. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm stuffing the turkey.
Stuffing the turkey? I was the biggest turkey they had at Wilson Farms. 26 pounds.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
Happy gobble, gobble, y'all.
Well, it's a Thanksgiving extravaganza.
Where's the cranberry sauce? Where's the pumpkin pie?
Quick, go and set your turkey free.
I'm as free as a bird.
That turkey sucks.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey?
We are preparing a Thanksgiving feast.
Bring in the turkey.
You put our national bird in the oven.
And where, pray, is our beautiful trick-performing turkey? What the hell is that? It's a turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
Well, I cooked the turkey.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
All right, I did a little investigative research. I wanted to see how much damage Tucker Carlson has done to his reputation. From Friday of last week to Monday of this week, he has lost over a million viewers. He is being beaten by Rachel Maddow. That did not happen before this election. He's not being beaten by Rachel Maddow because she's suddenly become a palatable talk host. He's being beaten by her because he blew off a big chunk of his audience. And I think last night's commentary was an attempt to bring some of those people back. I don't know if Fox Corporate gives a rat's ass what the ratings are. I really don't. They don't act like they care. Their daytime lineup is dead. Watch Fox and Friends tomorrow morning. I'm not new in the business. I've got a lot of years invested in this, and I've spent a lot of time in television. I have been an insider, okay? Look at the pickle pusses on Fox and Friends. They got beat by the village idiot of Northern Florida, Joe Scarborough, for the first time in 20 years. And I don't know who's dumber, them on Fox and Friends or the network in general for the decisions they've made? Or if Joe Scarborough is for bragging, hey, it only took me 20 years, but I beat those punks on Fox finally. Who the hell gets 20 years to be number one? So there you go. I found that electrifying. Here's Jason.
Hey, man, what's going on? Well, what I want to say is, isn't there still like a way in there? Like, the Senate doesn't have to accept the electoral votes if they don't want to, right? And then they can go to their voting.
No, I believe the electoral votes will be cast on December 14th and based on what's
right. They'll be
now,
cast, but the Supreme Senate doesn't have to accept them, is what I'm saying. They don't have to accept it if they feel that the voter fraud.
I don't know about
been,
that. I don't know. I can't speak to that. You may be right. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I can't speak to it because I'm an honest talk show host. And as much time as I spend reading and reading and reading and plowing through websites and page after page after this and that, I don't know.
I don't know. I've just seen an interview with our senator, Alabama senator, and he said he wouldn't accept the Electoral College vote. And it was just, I was just unclear about that.
Which senator was that?
I can't remember his name. It was on YouTube. It was an older guy, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
Shelby.
Yeah, maybe so, yeah. Bill
Brooks is a congressman. Shelby, Richard Shelby, our cardboard senator.
All right. But, enjoy your show, man.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say all that. All right, thank you.
Thanks, Jason.
I don't know if that's true. Maybe the Senate doesn't have to certify it. I mean, it's possible. I just think it would be great at the end of all this to see a beatdown on one of the states. I think there's a reason that the Clarence Thomas is going to be at the head of the circuit court involving Georgia. It would be so ironic, given that Joe Biden, racist prick that he was in the 90s, probably still is. I don't want my kids going to a racial jungle. Wouldn't it be ironic that the man who put Thomas through what he himself called a high-tech lynching, Thomas, came down in this 47-year career hack who's accomplished nothing except enriching himself and his family? Okay. Thomas made a decision that change this election. That would be the irony of ironies, in my opinion. It is 4:48. It's time to do the contest, kiddies. You know who this morning's almost Dr. Baumhauer Daily Double Doctor of the Day is. So I'll take your calls now at 272-9228. Remember, I need the answer in the form of a question, and that way you win Dr. B Burgers, Sides, and Beverages for two at Baumhauer's downtown. 272-9228. Let's get a little music going here. I'll have a word with Rosie. All right, this is Caller 1. Lines are still up for a little now. Thanks for trying. Call right back. You are caller 2. Try again, please. You are caller 3. Give it another go. You are caller 4. You hung up too soon. Caller 5. Caller 6. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hey.
I need the answer in the form of a question, please.
Who is Dr. Oz?
Yay.
Good work. What's your name?
My name is Robin.
Hey, Robin. Good work. Thanks for listening in the morning and redeeming in the afternoon. I'm going to turn you over to Rosie Brock here, and she will be able to get your information and send you your certificate so you can enjoy Dr. B Burgers for two at Wing Fingers downtown.
Sounds great. Thank you, sir.
Hang on. They're good. We had a bunch of them here on Friday. And Bob's Burger Mix, the meat mix is the key. It's ground brisket and chuck. So whenever you have a Baumhauer burger, whether it's Dr. B Burger at the RSA, at Wing Fingers, or on the Boulevard, where tomorrow night we will be for our annual homecoming. And that's when we kind of encourage people who haven't been up there for a long time. We'd love to see you. If you're back in town, sometimes we have out-of-towners who come back. For those of you who used to go and don't, for whatever reason, we don't take attendance. You're always welcome. We'd love to see you. Especially if you're staying in town for the holiday. There's a lot going on the roads at the moment. Let's get a skipper real quick here at 4:51. Grant, next hour, the market hit 30.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic with your latest update. They've got both those accidents on I-65 and 85 at the interchange taken care of. Traffic is trying to get back to normal, but we have so many folks on I-85 southbound trying to merge 65 north and south that it's still a slow go there, but be patient. Traffic is moving. Elsewhere around the boulevard, we are very busy everywhere, especially Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway, all the way to Vaughan. Got a slowdown on 85 northbound, as usual, from Taylor all the way to Chantilly. And they are still working that accident on Highway 80 out just before the airport. Use caution if you're traveling out that way this evening. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. The Toyota-thon is underway at Reinhardt Toyota. You can lease a new Toyota Camry for as low as $199 a month. The selection's great. Also, check them out at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery's Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Today is November 24th. Celebrate your unique talent day. Me? I have two unique talents. The first is lion taming.
Don't, boy! Don't! Don't you swipe at me!
Now sit there like a good kitty cat. That's better. And my second talent? Using animal sound effects. Have a great Celebrate Your Unique Talent Day.
I am not impressed. I can play with animal sound effects, too. It is 4:53. Here's a good example. This is something I just received, and it's from a pretty good website, justthenews.com. Group files emergency petition in Wisconsin after finding 150,000 potentially fraudulent ballots. These discrepancies were a direct result of Wisconsin election officials' willful violation of state law. This is the Amistad project. It's Amistad or Amistad. I guess if you're in the Midwest, it's Amistad. So they filed an emergency petition with the Wisconsin Supreme Court. They could prevail there, too, because Wisconsin Supreme Court often rules to the conservative. Results from the November 3rd balloting in the state showed Democratic candidate Joe Biden beat Trump by roughly 20,000 votes. Based on the anecdotal storytelling that came out of Milwaukee, they could have easily done it right there and turned that margin of victory around. These discrepancies were a direct result of Wisconsin election officials' willful violation of state law. Several major news outlets have declared Biden the winner of the presidential race, which who gives a rat's ass what they declare? They can declare today is Sunday. They're the frickin' media. They don't have any
standing
in declaring anything. The media has declared. Who the fork do they think they are? Good Lord. So now, do we, okay, so what does this mean? Is this a big deal? It could be if the Supreme Court wants to, you know, or authorizes a further look at this. Why not? That's why they're there. That's why they call in the Supreme Court to take decisions, to make tough decisions like this. That's a lot of fraudulent ballots. That could, assuming this is true, and I can't say whether it is or isn't, And it may be true, and the court may say, well, too bad, so sad. You just don't know. But I'll bet in the time it's taken, since this story has been developed this afternoon, that every single one of those justices has been threatened, harassed, bullied, or told what will happen to them if they happen to rule in favor of the Amistad Project. Guarantee it. See, part of the thing is conservatives don't have to be paid to be passionate about their opinions. The Democrats are a very professional party. Who do you think has time? I see the same names in the comment sections on various websites, from Gateway Pundit to michellesmirror.com and all the other ones I like to visit on a regular basis. And, you know, you see a flow of opinion, and it's consistent with what the website is all about. And then right in the middle, there's one a-hole. They're not there because that is paid for, trolling. The harassment, it's not coming from an angry citizen. It's coming from people, George Soros or somebody else, pays to be an a-hole. How they get away with it, beyond me. I mean, when you're issuing threatening bodily harm to election officials in Michigan or anywhere else, with today's technology, somebody can make a call like that and just get away with it?
You wouldn't think so.
So where is, again, our gigantic, fat-ass, Macy's Day blimp-sized attorney general? What's he doing? He's the biggest disappointment of the year. And I meant what I said. I feel like I owe Jeff Sessions an apology. Because eventually the Mueller report showed there was no Russian collusion. It was all a hoax. And maybe he would have done something. If he had done anything, it would be more than what William Barr has done.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time. Done right. Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599.
It's the Thanksgiving week sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 50% off all undecorated, pre-lit, lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guy gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving week sale at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn.